You're a tough act to follow. Now, as was mentioned, Russ is out of town. Had to go and travel. His father had passed away, so he's going to not be with us this week, and he's not going to be with us next week for a different reason, different trip, but I ask you to come back anyway, even if you do have to hear me 2 weeks in a row. So hear a lot about investments these days. A lot of people are concerned about their retirement. There's a point in life whenever you start realizing that retirement is actually finally going to come. Whenever we're young, it seems like that's forever away, and we're not really thinking about it or anything. It's not uppermost on our minds. But somewhere, you know, as you're going along, you start looking forward to it, probably when you start getting a little tired of your job, and you start dreaming about retirement. And then you start thinking about, okay, well, how am I going to live on my retirement? Some people think, well, you know, I'll have Social Security. That'll be great. You know, for those of you that are trying to live on Social Security, you can talk with them and let them know that maybe that's not just the wonderful world you might dream that it might be, on trying to live on that kind of income. So then we're left with figuring out, okay, what are we going to use so that we can live the kind of lifestyle that we're accustomed to? And so what I'm going to talk about a little bit today is not so much investing our money, but applying some of those same principles to how we invest our life. Whenever we start looking at investments, there are several things that we look for. You know, we may want to invest our money, not just for retirement, but sometimes there's the big ticket items that we want. You know, maybe we're trying to get rich quick, and you hear people trying to invest for that, or maybe you're trying to save up for a big investment. You want to vacation home, or you want a nice car, and so you're investing some money saving up from that. And so what you do if you're starting to get to that point is you start doing a little research, at least if you're a smart investor. You start looking at what would be some good things to invest in. So you start looking at the different options that you have. And what it really comes down to is sort of risk versus reward. So you want to be able to grow your money, but you also don't want to lose your money. And that's always a possibility when you start talking about investing. So, you know, instead of just looking for the hot tip, a lot of times you want to seek out the advice of a professional investor, somebody that's going to give you good money advice. We're going to talk about that today, about doing the same thing whenever you talk about your time. So we'll first talk about investing your money, and then we'll make the parallel to investing in your time. If you can go to the next slide there, Tom. Whenever you start investing, you get what's called the investment pyramid. And so at the bottom, you've got nice, safe investments. You've got things like putting your money in a savings account, and buying bonds, and those types of things that are essentially no risk. You can put your money there, and you know it's going to be there whenever you get ready to use it. And as you start going up the pyramid, you start getting the possibility of a little higher returns. If you put your money in your savings account, it's going to be there when you need it, but that's about all that's going to be there when you need it. Savings accounts these days are paying usually less than 1% interest, sometimes a quarter of a percent interest or something like that. And so you're going to lose money to inflation by storing your money there. But it's safe. It's going to be there whenever you need it. So you may start moving up the pyramid a little bit, maybe mutual funds, where they buy a lot of different investments and they pool them all together so that if one company goes under, you haven't lost all of your investment. So there you can make a little more money, but there's still a little bit of risk. You know, if the stock market's going down, you could lose a lot of your money in there. Maybe not all of it, but some. So then whenever that reward's not enough, you start moving up that pyramid a little higher. I'm just going to buy individual stocks. I was starting to get into that a little bit 15 or 20 years ago, and I had a friend in the church that I respected. He was one of our elders, and he gave me this stock tip. He said, this stock, he said, it was trading at $100 a share, and it's down to $12 a share. He said, this is a steal. You really ought to jump on this stock. So I said, oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to invest some money. But I didn't really trust him that much. So I took about $50 and just decided to test his advice on there. I think ever since then it's been trading at about $3 a share. And that was probably 20 years ago. And so right now I can't even sell it because it costs me more in commission than what I'm going to make on the sale. I'm going to have to pay them to sell the stock. So I said, okay, well, you know, no matter how much you trust somebody like that, you can't always just go by that. Now, as you go farther up that pyramid, you're getting into high-risk investments. When you start talking buying real estate, you're plunking a lot of money down, and you might make a lot of money on it, and you may lose a lot of money on it. If you buy a house and you say, I'm just going to put a little work into it, and then I'm going to sell it for a lot more, you're taking a lot of risk on there, but you could get a huge reward out of it if you can flip that house. So at the very top of the pyramid are extremely high-risk investments. You could invest in penny stocks, where literally sometimes you can buy these stocks for less than a penny. And if it's the next Apple computer and it goes through the roof, you could just become a billionaire overnight. That doesn't happen very often. Most of the time, you buy your stock for a half a cent and you sell it later on, 2 or 3 years later, hopefully for a half a cent a share. And so that's what happens with most of them. But sometimes you can make it big. When we were in Japan, that was back during the Beanie Baby fad. You know, how many of you have Beanie Babies? We got like trunks of Beanie Babies that are in there because we liked them at the time. We had a friend in Japan that he would go out to the airport. Japan's the only place in the world where you go to the airport to get a bargain. But he went to the airport and he would buy this Sakura bear, a cute little pink Beanie Baby, and it had the flag of Japan on it, cherry blossoms on it. That's what Sakura means, is cherry blossoms. And he would buy them for about $6 out at the airport, and he would put them on eBay and sell them for about $250 a piece. He made a lot of money buying and selling these Beanie Babies. You know, and people, a lot of times they bought them as an investment, and, you know, what are they selling for now? You know, maybe what you paid for them. So, you know, that was a craze that went through where you could make a lot of money, but you had to know what you were doing, or else you could lose an awful lot of money. So the real choice here is to choose the right investment. You're trying to get a better reward. So if you can advance the slide here, let's start applying that. Let's see what Jesus talks about with investing. Read what Jesus says, he says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So that was his investment advice. And so he says, let's look at your options. He said, really, you have two. You know, when you're investing your money, you've got lots of different options. But when you're investing your life, this, he said, you've got two options. He says, what are you going to invest your life in? And so he says, you could invest it in the world. That's what a lot of people do. That's the choice that they make. So, you know, this is a choice that Jesus, our investment counselor, says this is probably a bad idea. He said a lot of people do it, but it's a bad idea. You know, a lot of people bought that same stock that I did when it was $12 a share, but that didn't make it a good idea. It was still a bad idea, even though lots of people were doing it. So we want to have an investment here where we're going to get a payback. And so we can invest in the world if we want to. And we're going to get some kind of a payback from investing in the world. So what we can get is we can have our things lost or stolen. When we invest in things, if you invest in jewelry, they can be lost and stolen. For a long time, I was confused about where Jesus said, laying up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroys them. I was saying, how does the moth eat your investment? I was a little confused by that, but what I realized after doing a little bit of reading is that the most valuable possessions that people had then were their clothes. The clothes were extremely expensive. They were hard to make. The materials were expensive. And so that was a big investment for people. Rich people had a lot of clothes, and they had a lot of really nicely made clothes. And so that was how they invested their money. That was how people showed that they were rich. You know, they didn't have the option of going and buying a Cadillac or a Lexus and driving it around. So as they walked around, their version of that was, I'm going to wear nice things. And sometimes we do that today. But a lot of their clothes were made out of wool. And moths love wool. They love to eat it. And so you could invest, you know, several years' worth of wages in new clothes and then have the moths eat them. And so that really wasn't a very good investment that he saw there. And so he said things are subject to decay whenever you buy them in the world. Our investments can decay over time. If you invest your money in a car, you know, it can rust, it can decay over time. So it's not a good idea, and things can be stolen today. Even if you've got money in investments, you hear a lot about cybercrime today and people hacking into systems, and they can steal your money. At the time, their version of hacking was you hack your way through the mud wall in the house or something, and you can get in and steal the stuff in the house. But the thing is, things can be stolen. So there was a story, the St. Petersburg Times, reported a young man, he was driving his Porsche to work and it caught fire. And whenever he was watching it burn, he was quoted as saying, that car meant everything to me. So he placed his money and an investment in something that could decay, something that could decay very quickly when it caught on fire. Suddenly it wasn't worth nearly as much as what it was whenever he bought it. So if you're placing all of your value in something earthly, whether it's a car or something else, then you're not investing in heaven. You're investing in the world. So the real question is, you know, if you're going to invest in the world, what's your return? And what's your return if you're going to invest in heaven? So let's look at the other option. Jesus only gives you two. You can invest in earth or you can invest in heaven. So he considers this as a better choice for your investments. He says that not only is it going to pay you dividends while you're here on earth, which is always a good thing. It's always nice to get a dividend check if you're rich and you've got investments. But the nice thing is, he says, you can take this investment with you. If you listen to country music, you've heard the song that said, you know, the hearse doesn't have a luggage rack. You know, you're not going to take anything with you whenever you die. But he said, this is an investment that you can make that you can even take with you after you die. And so he says, you know, that's a good thing. He said, it'll continue to pay off forever. There's not a lot of investments you can make financially that are just going to pay off forever. You know, things come to an end. I'm sure that buying stock in a covered wagon company seemed like a really good investment, you know, back 100 years ago or two. But that investment was going to come to an end. It wasn't going to continue to pay dividends forever. Sigmund Freud had a story, no matter what you happen to think of Sigmund Freud. He had a story about a sailor that was shipwrecked. And I'll make sure I get this right, so I'll read it to you. It was on one of the South Sea Islands, he says. And he got seized by the natives, and he was picked up on their shoulders and carried to their village and set on a throne. And what he found out was it was their custom to make people the visitors king for a year. And so he said, well, this is great. But then he began to wonder, where are all these former kings? All the previous people that were kings for a year. I thought he was going to find out they ate them. But that wasn't it. What he said was that when the kingship was over, they would banish these kings to this island. And the island, you know, was essentially just a bare island. So the people were just left there to starve. So he said, well, he said, I still have time, and I'm a king. So he says, since I'm king, he sent the carpenters to the island, and he started them to work making boats and transplanting fruit trees and planting crops. And, you know, they built houses. And so whenever it came time for him to be banished, he had a nice place to retire to. So it's kind of a parable for life. You know, we're king's kids here, as Russ likes to call us. So we've got an opportunity right now to start working on that investment, on where it is that we're going to spend eternity. And it's our choice as far as the place that we go to. We've got an opportunity to start building that investment now and investing in that retirement home that we're going to have. So 1 Corinthians 9:6 says, now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Most of the time we apply that to here on earth. You know, people, a lot of churches will teach what's called prosperity, that's the word, thank you, theology, where you, if you give a lot in the collection plate, then you're going to get lots of money and lots of stuff, and you're going to be able to drive expensive cars and live in nice houses. And the verse, you know, it may be alluding to a few things like, you know, God may prosper you in this life. But really, whenever we're sowing stuff here, we're sowing fruits. We're sowing our bounty in heaven. That's, I think, probably what Jesus meant as much as, or what Paul meant as much as anything in this verse, was that it's not just rewards that you get in this life, but there's rewards that you're saving up for in the afterlife as well. Luke 6:8 says, given, it'll be given to you. They'll pour into your lap a good measure. I'm sorry, I'm switching verses here to a different one. Shaken down and runneth over, for by your standard of measure it'll be measured to you in return. So you know, there's a lot of investment advice in the Bible, but it's talking mostly about the investment that we make in our lives. And the good thing is that we don't all have money to invest, but we all have lives to invest. This is something that we've all got access to. Some people said, yeah, I could be rich if I had enough money to invest. Okay. But we all have lives. We've all got time. We don't know how much time, but we've got some time. And we have enough time to make the decisions that we need to make when it comes to eternity. And at the end of the verse that we first read in verse 21, it read, where I can read it to you. It says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now, it's not a matter that your heart is going to follow your investment. It's more that your investment is following your heart. Whatever's important to you is where you're going to invest. If we look at where we invest our money, it's based on our priority system. And so the same is true of our lives, the time that we have. The time that we choose to invest, how are we choosing to invest it? Because where we choose to invest it is going to reflect where our heart is. And that's what this verse is talking about. It's going to follow, our investment is going to follow our heart. So we can choose activities that are going to give us a return on our investment, whether it's a worldly return or whether it's an eternal return. So where's your treasure? That's the big question that's facing you, is where have you been investing? Where, have you been investing in your eternal retirement, or have you just been investing in your physical retirement here? So he's given you a choice. There's a risk and there's a reward on each of them. So if you invest in the world, you can enjoy all the things that the world has to offer. things like emptiness and loneliness and disease and decay and an eternity of torment. And that's all of the things that the world ultimately has to offer whenever you choose to invest in them. We always think of these rich people as being so happy because they've got all this money. And it's just not always true. It doesn't buy happiness. You find out they have a lot of the same problems that you do, just maybe in a different scale. But having things doesn't guarantee that you're going to be happy, that your personal life is going to be happy, that you're going to feel content, that you're just going to have that inside feeling of goodness. Sometimes you struggle in the same ways that you do if you don't have money. And the risk is very high and the reward is very low. Or we can follow Jesus' advice and we can invest in heaven. Because what Jesus offers is contentment, joy, and love, and grace, peace, and an eternity of comfort and rest. So the risk is very low, and the reward is very high. So this turns that pyramid that I showed you at the beginning on its head. Remember, there, when you're choosing earthly investments, as you got to more reward, you had more risk. But with Jesus, it's just the opposite. Whenever you increase the amount of risk, you're lowering the reward. Whenever you lower the amount of risk, you're also increasing the reward. So if you had a financial choice that you could make like that, if you go to your investment counselor and he says, well, here, he says, you can risk $1,000 here, and I guarantee that you're going to lose your money. Or you can do this no-risk investment, and I can guarantee you're going to double your money. You probably ought to find a different investment counselor, because if there were investments like that, we'd all be making them. But spiritually, we do have that choice. We can make that no-risk and high-reward investment, and that's in heaven. We don't have to assume high risk in order to get the high rewards like we do. So it's a pretty obvious choice. Some would say a no-brainer. You can make this choice. And we all get that opportunity, not just once, but we make that choice every day. You make that choice, even if you've decided to invest in heaven a long time ago, sometimes we forget. And sometimes we quit investing. Just like financially, you may make a commitment, every month I'm going to invest some money, and then after a while, you just kind of get to where you don't add to your investment. Sometimes we do that spiritually as well. We begin making an investment and we're wholeheartedly serving God. And then after a period of time, we kind of slack off. We're like, well, you know, I think I've invested enough. I'll just let it appreciate now and earn interest on what we did. And God's investment really doesn't work that way. We have to keep investing. So we've got an opportunity this morning. If you've been slacking off on your investing, then you've got an opportunity to come forward this morning and let us know where we can help. We can pray for you, and we can help you get back onto that regular savings plan that you've got. But you've also got an opportunity to make that choice for the first time this morning, because Jesus has given you that clear choice. You can either invest in the world or you can invest in heaven. And if you've never made that initial choice, you've got an opportunity to do that. He gives you a path to do that. He says all you have to do is come forward. You have to confess that you believe that Jesus is Lord. You make a commitment to make a change to your life and that you start investing in heaven. You start doing what it takes. And then you're baptized into Christ. Your sins are washed away, and you get a fresh start. It's kind of like having a fresh start in your financial world. If suddenly all your bills are erased, and you get to start over. A lot of us would love to have that option. But you get a chance to do that with Christ. He'll let you wipe out all those old debts, and you start fresh, and you can start investing your money instead of paying all those old debts. So you got that opportunity this morning as well. So if we have any kind of a way that we can help you, we encourage you to come forward while we stand and sing.